Thank you. It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Well, happy Sunday, folks. At least a relatively bright, brisk Sunday here in the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions. I'm DJ Frederick, live and local on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. The name of the show is The Radio Thrift Shop, and if you've tuned in on Sunday afternoons, you know you don't know what to expect. I'm playing music from the past century in all genres. Some folk, some rock, some jazz, some easy listening, a little of this, a little of that. Throw it all in the pot and stir it. Maybe I could call it a potpourri. I don't know. We're going to start the program off with a really, some really seriously thrift shop stuff. Arthur Godfrey's TV calendar show, which was released on Columbia Records back in the day. I don't have a date on it, but it had to have been the early 1950s or thereabouts. Orchestra and chorus under the direction of Archie Blair. Original music composed by Joan Edwards and Lynn Duddy for the Arthur Godfrey CBS television show. We're going to hear the track for January.
Arthur Godfrey and his friends present their TV calendar show.
Here's our musical calendar, bright and merry. Of course, we start with January. Last year's worries have gone and fled, and now's the time to look ahead.
To the future, just keep your face to the sun. Put all your trust in the future, where there's hope for everyone.
Never mind how bad the past has been.
Say goodbye to skies of gray.
We'll find happiness, so let's begin
to hail a brighter day.
Look ahead, there are sunny skies and a new horizon up there. Everyone is kind of optimistic. Can't you feel it in the air? Look ahead, there's a new year coming. The world is humming with hope. Never mind how bad the past has been. We can face the future with.
Look ahead, sister. sunshine in your mind warms your field of vision.
They walked on the beach at dawn, a deserted place closer to life. They ran and smiled at the sea and the sky, breathing in a world of their own. It mattered little the shifting of sand, the glory, the promises enchanting our land. They are as the birds on the wing, unthinking of sleep, somewhere warm and somewhere dry. A world of their own, a something somewhere, up high, where they are soaring, never to die.
God is the captain of Alpha Centauri. We must be out of our mind. And though we are shipmates and bound for tomorrow, everyone he's flying blind. We must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding hand. 'Cause if you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. Mad is the crew bound for Alpha Centauri. Dreamers and poets and clowns. But bold is the ship bound for Alpha Centauri. And nothing can turn it around. We must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding hand. If you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. Man is the course set for Alpha Centauri. Said less to reason than rhyme. But dreams are plenty for those that will follow. So many are still left behind. We must believe in magic. We must believe in the guiding hand. 'Cause if you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command.
Soft and clean, and children play in fields of green, and the sound of guns doesn't pound in your ear. Have you ever dreamed of a place far away from it all? Winds will never blow, and living things have room to grow, and the sound of guns doesn't pound in your ear anymore. Many miles from yesterday, before you reach tomorrow, where the time is always just today, there's your lost horizon waiting to be found. There's your lost horizon sound of guns doesn't pound in your ear anymore. Well, you know that it would be untrue, and you know that I would be a liar if I were to say to you, girl, we can get no higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Gonna set the night on fire now. Well, the time for hesitating's past. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Come on, baby, be my girl and set the night on fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Gonna set the night on fire now. If I were to say to you, girl, we can get no higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Gonna set the night on fire now. Well, the time for hesitation's past. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Come on, baby, be my girl, and we can set the night on fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Gonna set the night on fire now.
She grows so quickly and runs so fast into the playground to play and laugh. Life is so simple, the sun's so true. Girls wear pink and boys blue. Games and adventures, scoldings and lines, scriptures and fairy tales, and then pantomimes.
Because I'm going to tell you a story. But first of all, we must clear everything away and make our room tidy again. Now, everything is in its right place, and you're all ready, so bring up your chairs to make a semicircle near my chair, and I will begin the story. It is the story of Cinderella and the Prince's Ball. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful girl called Cinderella.
Well, we got deep into the thrift shop on that set. A Fleeting Glance, that's the name of the band with Light My Fire. Before that, Rick Lane with his cover of Burke Bacharach's theme for Lost Horizon. And that was also covered by a number of artists and originally recorded by Sean Phillips for the 1972 remake of Lost Horizon. Before that, in a voice that I don't quite know how to describe, David Rutherstrom with We Must Believe in Magic, and we started that trip off with more of A Fleeting Glance and the Symphony of Love. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS. You can trade in your iPod for a turntable here at the Thrift Shop. Life sounds better at 33 RPM. Well, courtesy of Chip Colkert and Out of the Woods, I'd like to let you know what's happening musically in and around New Hampshire. At the Flying Monkey Theater in Plymouth on the 18th, Mark Cohn will be performing. For more information, visit flyingmonkeynh.com. John Hyatt and Lyle Lovett will be together at the Capitol Center for the Arts on the 18th. On February 6th, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And yes, Pipers with Attitude. Also looking ahead to February 21st, Pearl and the Beard. For more information, visit ccnh.com. And down in Peterborough at the Peterborough Players on the 18th, Chris Smither will be performing. And looking ahead to February 22nd, Red Molly. And you can visit pfmsconcerts.org. Over in Portsmouth, if you want to take a drive at the Music Hall on the 18th, the Caravan of Thieves will be performing. And on the 31st, Darling Side. For more information, visit themusichall.org. And on the 18th, at the Living Room Coffee House in Mason, down on the Massachusetts border, Will Kinder will be performing. And on February 15th, Neptune's Car. For more information, visit thelivingroomcoffeehouse.wordpress.com. Coming up here in New London at the Flying Goose Pub on January 23rd, Vance Gilbert will be performing. And on February 13th, David Mallett. For more information, visit flyinggoose.com. Okay, I'll be right back after this.
Exploring science and the sea. We're surrounded by alarm clocks these days. They're on our bedside tables, our computers, and our phones. Electronic reminders to get up and get going. But perhaps our most important clock is a biological one. An internal system that regulates how our bodies work, tied to the 24-hour rhythm of night and day. The creatures that live along the shore appear to have two internal clocks. One is linked to the cycle of night and day, but the other is linked to the tides, a cycle that lasts about 12 and a half hours. Since that cycle is a bit more than half of the length of a day, biologists have wondered whether organisms that live in the tidal zone have two separate biological clocks, or one clock that works two half-day shifts. A recent study by researchers in the UK suggests it's two separate clocks. They studied the speckled sea louse, a tiny crustacean that shows different behaviors related to the day and the tides. It changes color from day to night, for example, and it comes out of the sand when it's time for the tide to come in. The researchers used various methods to isolate the two cycles. They found that even when you turned off the 24-hour internal clock, the clock related to the tides continued to tick. The little creatures continued to swim vigorously when it was time for the tide to roll in. The work suggests that many of the creatures that live in the tidal zone operate to the rhythms of two separate internal clocks. Science in the Sea, a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Okay, thank you, Holly. I always love those programs which have kind of replaced Earth Sky, which I miss. Well, occasionally on the Thrift Shop, I do a segment called What's in the Box, wherein we explore a box set of 45s or 33s or 78s or cassettes or even CDs, but it's a box set that I have never explored before. It comes from the Radio Thrift Shop Archive. Today, I have Introduction to Jazz by the Reverend A.L. Kershaw, which was released on Decca Records. There's no actual release date here, but there is some extensive liner notes. So I'm going to play the first track from this box set, Introduction to Jazz, the Reverend A.L. Kershaw. These are 3:45s, but they have numerous tracks per record. I'm going to play the first track, and this is what A.L. Kershaw has to say. The best place to begin a brief tour of my favorite recordings is with Joe King Oliver, a man of great sensitivity and courage, whose achievements were victories against overwhelming odds, tradition, intolerance, and late in his life, over poverty and ill health. Oliver brought the first great jazz band from New Orleans, the meeting ground of cultures, which was the source of jazz, to Chicago, the marketplace from which jazz spread throughout the world. He made his first jazz recording in March 1923, blowing his beautiful cornet tone into the cone-shaped horn of an acoustical recording machine. So we're going to hear King Oliver's Savannah Syncopators with a tune called Snag It, with King Oliver and Bob Schaffner on trumpet, Kid Ory on trombone, Albert Nicholas on clarinet, Billy Page, Barney Bigard, Louis Russell on piano, Bud Scott on banjo, Bert Cobb on tuba, and Richard Jones on vocals. And this goes back to 1926. Joe King Oliver.
Thank you. mess around, mess around.
Man, I heard something. Yeah, I heard. No, they didn't. Wasn't told to me. I just heard it. Yeah, I was around. Little things was going on, and I heard something. Yeah. No, they didn't buzz to me. I was eavesdropping. You know, Pinckney said that Salty said, but you didn't say where Salty got it. And man, it said that the law was going to stop it, but I ain't going to say much about it. I just heard it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not talking much. I only heard. I really got me some scandal from way out west, but I ain't gonna say nothing about it because I don't talk much.
Well, come on, tell me a little about it, Pop.
No. You see, well, I'll tell you what I do. I'll give you a little evening on it, see? I tell you what's like this. Says she couldn't hear so well, so things was kind of quiet.
No.
Boy, if I ever got out, it'd be a terrible ride. But I'm not a guy to talk, you know. They never say old Don said. And that's I only heard. I only heard it.
Thank you. Some of these days. Here's that Lou, oh, it's hot. Be folks call Hump Lou on half-step, quick-step, like please it do. I'll go into your six-step, and that's a lovaloo. On cheek to cheek, with one hand on your hip, on side, one side, and as you do, you dip. On twinkle, clap hands, do stomp too. I'll go back, clap hands, that's Hump Lou.
All right, really digging into the 78 pile there. Great, great set. That was McKinney's Cotton Pickers with Hullabaloo. Before that, Cab Calloway with Some of the Days. Frank Trombauer with Crazy Quilt. And we started off the Don Redman and his orchestra, I Heard, and Trouble, Why Pick on Me? All of those were from around 1930. And we started off with King Oliver's Savannah Syncopators from 1926 in a tune called Snag It. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and we are digging into the thrift shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, non-commercial radio for the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions. And before I close out the show today, I'm going to do my segment called Drop the Needle. Now, on Drop the Needle, I'm going to play a recording that I found in a thrift shop. It's going to be something that I've never heard before, and I'm going to play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how great or how awful it is. Now, this is something I have no clue about, and I found this in a thrift shop in Manchester. It is by Tony Perko, P-E-R-K-O, and it's a privately released recording, I believe, so he probably released this by himself. It looks like it's European, like in the Alps, maybe. I don't know. The name of the album is Karawanenkan Band. So I have no idea what to expect. And it was recorded in 1978. So we have a date for it. So let's drop the needle on Tony Perko. Okay, what was I thinking? Gotta like that tuba, though. There, that's better. Okay, Tony Perko, that's off of the turntable. Whew. What can I say? All right, let's try another experiment. I've got a privately released cassette from 1993. I don't have any other information about it other than the name of the band is Spin the Cat. Great name for a band. We're going to hear, and there's some great titles for tunes on this cassette. We're going to hear one called The Underwater Bathtub Miracle. Thank you.
I met a girl with the loneliest eyes, standing alone in a dream. All she would say was her name was Eliza. I knew I'd loved her, though foolish it seemed. Father D'Oriel, where am I going to? How am I going to make it this way? Father D'Oriel, how can I need her so? How can I keep her from going away? Oh, well. She took my hand with a tenderest touch. I felt she needed me so. The look in her eyes told me so very much about how she'd wander with no place to go.
Bobby Whiteside from a great 7-inch vinyl single, Father D'Oreo. And before that, we heard Canterbury Glass from 1968 with Gloria. Well, here at the Thrift Shop, we're all about 78s, 45s, 33s, cassettes, reel-to-reels, 8-tracks, and even a few endangered and homemade CDs. Music Without Boundaries as we trip up and down the dusty aisles of music, and I want to thank you for taking this week's journey with me. With any luck, I'll be a little more focused next week. We'll see. Well, remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community and take good care of those you love. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Non-commercial, free-form radio for the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions.